Ollie, it took a penalty to win in the end, but your side dominated the match, really, and a lot of spells in the match.
We might have dominated possession, but you know, we hadn't that many chances in it. We probably were slightly the better side, but you know, we took a penalty to score, and to put the, you know, the best chance of the first half fell to, I think, Charlie Fleming, who got up on the right-hand side here, and Kieran Gallagher made a great save with his feet. You know, we had a lot of half chances and a lot more possession, if you like, but we hadn't any out and out chance in the first half that way. No, the second half, we probably dominated possession again, but, you know, there's not much good dominating possession when you can't create chances. But luckily, we ran our luck a little bit getting the penalty, put it that way, too, but we'll take it. You know, getting any result down here is a good result. So, we got a little bit of luck. I do think Paul Hunt clipped him, to be fair, for the penalty, but, you know, would we have scored if we hadn't got that? I'm not quite sure, you know. And to be fair to Cove, they're all is in the game. Even at 1-0, we couldn't get a second. They're all is in the game, and you know, they're very, very honest with their work rate. And when they went with two up top, and you know, they created problems in the last 10-12 minutes as well, where you know, we were hanging on by a thread. Did a couple of set pieces, but look, probably all in all we shaded it, but that's all, no more than that.
What do you make of the sending off, Ali?
I'm trying to deal with that here now. I didn't see it. I need to see the video footage of it. It was foolish if it was a sending off. Not quite sure where the referee was, because he was at the other side of the pitch, but I'm not going down that line of criticising. If he's done something, he's done something. But I'm speaking to him inside here. I'm not happy with it at all. Not happy either with the official or with my player. I'm not quite sure which yet till I see the footage. But it's something that shouldn't have happened. It was probably the game was finished. I think it was the last kick of the game.
It was,
Stephen Kenny's free kick. So like, that's whatever that will bring. You know, obviously, he's automatically kicked out for next weekend, and it's a pity because he led by example all the way through until that very, very last minute. But unfortunately, these things happen. You can't have it all, you know.
Yeah, just finally, Ollie, like, that's five unbeaten now and five clean sheets as well, so you're finding form when it matters most at the end of the season. It's a joint second in the tables. That's a good feeling, isn't it?
Look, yeah, I don't think it matters where you are with whatever five or six games to go. All that matters is where you are come the last day in September. I think it's whenever it is that the league finishes and it breaks, wherever we're going to be in it. You know, like, we just want to compete for the top four place, even if it means going into the last game and not getting there. You know, I've no problem with that, so long as we compete right to the better end. But there's a lot of obstacles in the way and a lot of twists and turns. There's six teams competing for four places, and all as good are, you know, as each other. Okay, you have obviously your UCDs that have upped the bar to their credit. And that'll hold up between the rest of the sides after that, from second to sixth. So I don't know where we're going to be in that, but we'll see.